we're going to stop the Arctic melting. So I want to see if you can beat that. And as strange as it might seem, Dr. Hugh Hunt and a couple of 3-foot-wide balloons have got something to do with it. And Hugh, can we start off by just saying, what are these balloons doing here and why are they so big?
Well, they're balloons, helium-filled balloons, and it's all about buoyancy. And you might remember Archimedes, and you know, he got into a bath and he famously announced, Eureka, he understood buoyancy.
He was the first naked scientist, Hugh.
Yeah, one of the first naked scientists. So I have this apple here, and when I put it into the water, it floats. And that's because the density of the apple is less than the density of the water. Now, with a helium balloon, the density of the helium is less than the density of air, which is why the balloon floats. What I'd like to do is to measure how much this helium balloon lifts. So I've got some scales here. Turn the scales on. And this apple, well, who would like to come and measure the apple? Yeah, would you like to come up? One of you, yeah, here you go.
What's your name?
Emily Warren.
Emily. So, Emily, now how much is that apple weighing there? That's, I'll put the apple on there. That's how many grams?
135.
Right, 135 grams. And then when I put the apple into the bag here, which is being lifted up by the helium balloon, it's
132 grams.
Only, so how much has it got lighter?
3 grams.
3 grams. So that's, this little balloon here is lifting only 3 grams. Thank you very much. Now, here I've got a bigger balloon. And you can see that this big balloon, well, it's already got one apple in there. I can put a second apple in there.
When you say big, it's 3 feet wide.
Well, yeah, it is quite big. It's about 80 centimetres wide. And what's interesting is that this balloon is about 4 times bigger than the small balloon. But because the volume goes up as the cube of the size, it's 4 times bigger, but 4 cubed is 64, 64 times bigger in volume. And 64 times 3 is about 200 grams. No, 3 grams, 200 grams. One apple was only 120 grams. Two apples can't quite hold two apples. But you can see how that works. It's interesting with volume. We can demonstrate how things go up with the cube. I'd like to have a volunteer. Who'd like to volunteer? What's your name?
Johnny.
I come here, Johnny. I'd like to do a little experiment because I want to prove that volume, your weight goes up with your size cubed. Now, your height is about 150 centimetres and my height is about 182 centimetres. And if you do 150 divided by 182 and cube that, then that should be the ratio of our weights. 150 divided by 182, and we cube that, and that tells us the ratio of our weights is about 0.55, and I'm 80 kilograms. So you should weigh about 45 kilograms. Let's see if this works. All right, Johnny, are you going to stand on there? I reckon you should be about 45 kilograms.
So on the scales now, of course.
Oh, a bit. Okay, 34. But you should try this. If you work out your weight, it goes as the cube of your height. So someone who's half your height will be 1/8 of your weight. Now, this is really important. Thank you, Johnny. You can sit down now. This is really important because one of the things I'm interested in doing is trying to refreeze the Arctic, because we know about global warming. Well, the Arctic especially is getting very warm. And one way of doing this is to spray tiny particles up into the stratosphere. That's what volcanic eruptions do when they put tiny particles in the stratosphere, and that helps to cool the planet. Well, we could do this artificially. I mean, we might need a very big balloon to hold up a very big hose to spray these particles up.
And what particles are they that you want to
put? Well, we know that volcanoes would put up sulfur dioxide. But maybe there's other particles like titanium dioxide or silicon dioxide. Tiny particles about half a micron in diameter. That's under 1/1000th of a millimetre, which is about the wavelength of light, which is why these particles are good at scattering light.
And so what, you want to put them up there and they will reflect light?
And they will reflect light back into space. And we only need to reflect a tiny bit of light, and that will help to cool the planet. Getting the particles up to a height of maybe 14, 16, 18 kilometres. We could do it with aircraft, but that in itself is quite damaging to the environment. So instead, if we have a big balloon, then we can use the big balloon to lift up a hose. And one of the things about the hose is that trying to do that safely, if I have a hose, well, here's a cable here.
So it looks like you're attaching the chain from a bath plug to a 3-foot-wide pink balloon at the moment. Is that that's fairly accurate, I would say?
Yeah, so I've now got this balloon on the end of a chain, and then what happens is when you start to have the balloon going higher, high up into the sky, the wobbling of the chain may well cause the chain to break, and this chain will be a pipe to pump stuff up into the atmosphere, and we've really got to get the engineering right to make sure that all doesn't go terribly wrong.
So something like wind would have a huge effect on this, because obviously it is going straight up into the sky.
Yeah, so wind is a real problem, the high winds in the jet stream and big storms. And actually thinking about how we might cool the North Pole is a very pressing problem for us to deal with right now.
And does it matter that we're thinking of putting particles at that level? And people talk about the ozone layer and the fact that it's going away. Does it matter that we're starting to try and tamper with things like that?
Well, it really matters. And there's a huge questions about whether we should be meddling with the atmosphere, meddling with the climate in this way. But we are already pumping 35 billion tonnes of CO2 into the atmosphere. Unless we stop doing that in a hurry, and it doesn't look like we will, we may not have any choice.
So this is possibly the answer?
Well, this is very reluctantly, it may well be the answer, but hopefully in the next 5 or 10 years, we'll have figured out how to reduce our CO2 emissions.
Hugh Hunt for Team Barrow, thank you very much. So it's time for our final scientist of the evening. And Chris, you have definitely saved something special for us.
Well, I hope so, Chris.